Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday, which makes sense. It's also the 7th day of September, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 70 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 74 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And, wow, we had some rain last night in the middle of the night and got up in the – it's really relatively clear out there. We got the windows open trying to get some fresh air in here. And it's cooled down. I mean, I think we're going to start see it edging back with the heat and heading into fall. Oh, man, I love the fall, but I know what's behind it. It's that winter, and I'm not excited about the winter I'm going to tell you right now. All right, let's see what we have on the itinerary. Now, we got Ann Coulter here. She says, we made Donald blanking Trump president. What else can we do? And, you know, she's one of these people that are, put just left of the limelight because they have the obvious truth has to be told once in a while on their mainstream broadcast. Or they'd look, it'd look like, are you really that stupid? You don't see this? And Ann Coulter is one of these agents that's in the place of doing that. You know, she also then she can go over to Berkeley and, you know, it's a conservative view and, you know, playing the left, right, false left, right paradigm. And it all works out pretty good. And you know, the fact is, you know, what a shit news day. I mean, there's nothing going on. But this here has a lot of facts in it. And it's stuff we can look at and examine and talk about. And we're going to do that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, as I mentioned before we went into the break, we're going to talk about Ann Coulter's piece here. We made Donald effing Trump president. What else can we do? Question mark. And, you know, I'm looking at the way they're trying to frame this this six-month extension he just gave to the people he truly represents, the people from other countries, you know, those poor children. Those poor children that are being persecuted, called dreamers. I mean, what they're trying to—I mean, the way he's speaking now—it's like, well, he just wanted to make it all legal for you. When he was running for president, he was like, well, everybody—they're all going. Everybody's got to go. They all came here illegally, and now it's like, we want to make this legal so that nobody can take it away from you, wonderful people that I represent. And the dirty son of a bitch—that's who he represents. He represents these foreigners who are taking our children's future from us. That's who that bastard represents. He represents his international billionaire buddies who are raping our country and our resources. This is from Breitbart. Congress has tried to sneak through, and of course Breitbart, you know, that's his other agents out here. I've seen, oh goddamn, what the hell is Bannon up there today talking about he's working for Trump behind the scenes now. Congress has tried to sneak through amnesties three times in a little more than a decade. Every time the American people somehow found out, despite the best efforts of the press and rose up in rage and killed the proposed bills. Well, yes, they have. I mean, this whole article is an admission of what we've been telling you all along. As the people, the real people out here, the people, the American nationals who own this country, want them out of here. We want everybody out of here who's coming in and taking what is ours. I mean, that's not rocket science here. And don't think that they just don't understand or they, you know, it's when they try to push this crap, you know, they know they're pushing it against the mass majority out here who do not want it, who know what it is. In 2006, President Bush got the brilliant idea to push amnesty on the country. His party was wiped out the very next time voters could get to the polls. And yeah, I mean, that's what really pisses me off about this is pretending that there's some kind of support for this invasion out here and amongst our people who are, you know, living in squalor as they own the richest piece of real estate on planet Earth. Liberals like to claim that their brave opposition to the Iraq war led to the main midterm slaughter. But as I recall, they were against that war in the 2004 presidential election, too. And Bush won. In April 2006, Washington Post ABC News poll, taken about a month after Bush launched his amnesty crusade, showed that more Americans approved of Bush's handling of the Iraq war than approved of his handling of immigration. In nearly every poll on Bush's handling of immigration that year, a huge majority of the public disapproved, and a huge majority out here. I mean, they pushed this lie, you know, this democracy BS, which this is a republic. And I heard Don Betcher talking about that we could have, if we'd got together with Germany and England and America got together, we could have defeated the communists and gave them democracy. This is not a democracy. This is a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. Let's see, where was I at here? Bush's hand, Iraq approved of his handling of immigration nearly. Every poll, that's what I'm talking about. The majority of the people out here, the people who own this country, the people, you see, they're supposed to represent us, not 800,000 foreigners, okay? They're supposed to represent me. They're supposed to represent you. And they're supposed to represent the people who own this country that they work for. And they're just coming right out in defiance of our will once again. And I mean, we told you all along that this DACA thing, he wasn't going to end DACA. He wasn't going to deport nobody. He's doing the same crap that Obama did, plain and simple. Throwing up a news piece, a photo opportunity every once in a while. Hey, we got some bad guys off the street. Why, thousands more were pouring over your borders. I hope that even the retards that went out there and participated in this fraud and this act of treason and bringing this charlatan to the White House, I hope you at least you do realize that you've been shim-shammed, right? 3 years ago, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, remember old Eric, lost his seat to an unknown economics professor, Dave Brat, by a whopping 55% to 45%, despite outspending Brat 40-1. It was the first time in history a member of leadership had lost a primary. This, despite Cantor being one of the young guns. Bratt had explicitly attacked Cantor for supporting amnesty. Yeah, with the people. I mean, they try to pretend. I mean, that's really an insult to the intelligence. Come up there. Everybody really does want this, really. That's why we have to sleaze and sneak around and, you know, commit fraud to try to get it to it into reality. You have no authority to give our country away. That's what we got to harp on. That's the main thing that has to be front and center, is they have no authority. I mean, they could just say, well, we've decided to hand the country over to Britain. Congress can do that. No, they can't. Any time you let somebody into this country, you know, give them citizenship, you know, and give them a cut of the pie, that cut of the pie comes from every one of us. This is real property owned by the American nationals. And the only way we can be relieved of that, I mean, all along, every bit since the Revolutionary War, when they have brought people in here to cut up the pie, they have done so in violation of the Bill of Rights because it belonged to those people then. You did not take them through a due process of law and relieve them of their property. It was done by decree, and there are no decree powers in the Constitution, and it is specifically forbidden under the 9th Article of the People's Rights when it involves removing our properties from us. This is what people got to, if you're the kind of people that call or write, emails, which I'm not because I don't believe in them, but I mean, even you stupid people that went out there and voted, and you're going to get a hold of your congressman and tell them that they don't have the authority. Tell them you want to see it. You want to see where they have the authority to give this country away that belongs to you, to give anything that belongs to you away to a foreigner. Most spectacularly, last year, an utterly impossible presidential candidate crushed all his opponents. Yes, he did. I mean, in the 25% that participate in this treason, he did. Including the media. Yes, he did. And why did he do that, people? And won the White House by promising to deport illegals and build a wall. Like we've said all along, here's your mainstream, a relief valve here, or your mainstream shield to come out and show that, yeah, we do see the obvious. We do know the obvious is right there. We're not that stupid, and we're not trying to work propaganda on you. We do understand the obvious truth. The media imagined that President Trump's defiances are an argument for not taking his position seriously. Oh, no, it's just the reverse. And I see this bitch here. She's still trying to promote this charlatan, this man who has come up. She's sitting there accepting that he's, you know, going along with it. He just gave a 6-month extension. He could have shut this down. He has the, all you got to do really as a chief executive is, it was his intent, just enforce the law. He could have every one of them take heading on buses out of here right now. Absolutely. And you know it, and I know it. It's all just that this is just another way to try to worm it in, and she'll be like, sheesh, I guess we got screwed again. Sheesh, I'll tell you the truth when we're getting screwed. Sheesh. Just the reverse. The fact that that Trump's supporters implacably stick by him through every horror proves they are willing to put up with any lunacy. If it means getting that agenda, that means, this is what we've been talking about. This whole thing is centered around one thing, and that is what he came out with first. Getting rid of all the people who aren't supposed to be here. The people who have come as acts of fraud. The people who are eating out our substance as our people are living in goddamn squalor. How many different ways can Americans express that they want a whole lot less immigration and absolutely no amnesties? No immigration. We need a moratorium on immigration in this country for about 20 years. Why? Because I'm a racist? No, because we need to assimilate to one another and become a people again. That's what I mean. The whole idea here through this multiculturalism has been to destroy our culture and destroy us as a people and make us weak so we can be conquered. We need 20 years of, a couple, three generations to get this, to get back to where we were, to where we're a whole people once again. We already tried amnesty once. Oh, did we? Yes, we did. The 1986 amnesty under Reagan was supposed to be a one-time fix. And I do remember that. I am old enough till I can remember that quite clearly. Oh, we're only going to do it this one time. Just this one time. And boy, we're not going to need to worry about it anymore because we're going to crack down on those businesses. You employ these people. They ain't going to come because there ain't going to be no damn employment for them. Don't you people worry about it. We're going to take care of this for you. Let's see. Once, 1986. One-time fix. We'd forgive the estimated 1 million illegal aliens living here. And I'll tell you what these guys are going to. I mean, take it to a war. We'll clean this goddamn country out. Every person who came here is an act of fraud. Out. 1 million illegal aliens living here. And in exchange, what was the exchange? Because we're going to take a... Reagan had no authority to take that kind of property from the American people. But in exchange for him stealing your property, in exchange, draconian measures would be imposed on any employer ever caught hiring an illegal alien. Now they're out there. What did we read yesterday? You got Apple and them coming up and saying, we will defy you. We'll do what we want to do. We're running this goddamn country, not the people. Again, up to a $10,000 fine per illegal and jail time for repeated offenders, what they admitted to six. So that's $60,000 there and jail time for the head there of Apple, right? This is happening. This is what they told us. Remember? This was guaranteed to you. I mean, read my lip. Oh, don't use that one. We never got the employer sanctions. We sure didn't, did we? But we got the 1 million that turned into about 10 million. Illegal aliens, didn't we? There were 1 million illegals. It was 4 million. No, it was more like 10 million. And 4 million. But even at that, 4 million, you know, he had no authority. Reagan had no authority to do this. No more. I mean, it was done by, you know, exactly. We're just going to do it. Because really, we need these guys to clean my toilet. I need better slaves because Reagan was a rich son of a bitch himself. It wasn't a one-time fix. In another real-world example of incentives, the first amnesty led to a never-ending stream of illegals across our border. Well, of course it did. Confident of getting in on the next amnesty. Today, there are at least 40 million illegals living in the United States. 11 million is nonsense, says Ann Coulter. Well, you know what? And 40 million is nonsense. You try about 100 million. I see what's out there. I see the proportions. Nonsense. They've been claiming that since 1986. Yeah, okay. I mean, here it is. Like I said, this is the mainstream. This is a Fox. I mean, Ann Coulter's synonymous with Fox. But here is your, you know, person coming out. Because this is all blatant, people. We know how blatant it is. But I mean, if they just pretended like they didn't know this, you'd know that they are just going, psh, it's blatant, I know. But we're not going to talk about that because we have an agenda. So they have to have people like her, you know, like in the background. She'll pop up every once in a while and then fade back and pop up and fade back. Just to try to keep some kind of credibility with their propaganda machine when it ain't working. And now, once again, politicians are lobbying for the exact same policy that was a complete failure last time. When it comes to immigration, it's always Groundhog Day. Boy, ain't it. We're told the DACA amnesty will apply only to a very small, discreet group of unbelievably fantastic illegals who melt Ivanka's heart by filling her water glass with Schipperania, I don't know what the hell this is, with such allicitory. Not only that, but there will be strict requirements on who qualifies for DACA amnesty. None of which will ever be enforced. And this is one of them. This bitch, you know, she was out there. She waved the flag for old Trumpy. And hey, you know what? She knows it. But you know what she's failing to say here? It was, he has the authority. Well, maybe she, yeah, I think she does. Well, let's go on. Congress has passed laws requiring that immigrants pay back taxes, learn English, not collect welfare, and have good moral character. That's not too outrageous, right? It's not like we're requiring them to have any skills or talents that would be valuable to America. Every single one of these requirements has been scuttled by immigration bureaucrats, federal judges, and Democratic presidents. And not just Democratic presidents, and don't play that left-right paradigm. Don't try to sneak that in, because the sleazy son of a bitch that is doing this right now is a Republican. All of them. Yeah, that's right, including your boy Trump. Our immigration bureaucracy is so dedicated to destroying America that it's made citizens of thousands of convicted felons. Yeah. Yep, I agree with that. If you don't understand how that could happen, you have no idea how much our cultural elites hate this country. Their governing philosophy is anyone we bring is at least better than an American. Boy, ain't they treated that way. When they try to throw them out, popping up with common law jurisdictions and saying that the government has no authority over them when it's completely the opposite. I mean, every one of them dreamers, the army could go get them. This is an invading force. It is a goddamn 800,000 of them. The army should be dealing with this. And they have the authority. Under the admiralty, they defend our borders. They keep people out who aren't supposed to be in. This nation is mind-bogglingly generous, but decades of lies make it impossible for even the most tender-hearted American to fall for this bait and switch one more time. Boy, howdy. Bait and switch. Who's baiting and switching there? Every politician swears up and down that he wants to, quote, secure the border. Boy, I mean, at some point, everybody has to go, yeah, right, right? But then these same politicians go absolutely berserk when Trump says he wants to build a wall. Wait. Well, you're bringing him back in here like he's not a part of this, Ann. And yes, he is. If he's going to build the wall, he's doing it for the Israeli contractors who will get the money for building the wall that is irrelevant, being as the invasion force has already come in, and he's not putting them out. If he would put them out, then build a wall, it might make a little sense. But the way this is being done makes zero sense, does it? I mean, build a wall to stop an invasion that's already occurred makes sense to me. They say we'll get enforcement right after the amnesty. That's obviously absurd. When the tub is overflowing, water pouring out of the faucet across the carpets, down the stairs, up the dining room walls, we don't debate whether we're going to dry clean the curtains or throw them out. We don't argue about whether to use a mop or a towel. First, turn off the water. Man, God, this woman's a genius. Oh, we know what happened after the Reagan amnesty. Yes, we do. It was all a frickin' lie. Like, this is a frickin' lie. Like, Trump was a frickin' lie. Like, his whole campaign was a frickin' lie. And for a few morons that fell for it. I mean, what would be so outrageous about everybody just unregistering to vote so they cannot claim consent for this bullshit? If they want to have 12 or 13%, I don't even think it's that. Hell, 10%? I bet it's down. Let's think what the numbers were there were for in the primaries there. I would say 10, 12% of these communists come out and try to claim an election when everybody else tore up their voters' registration cards and unregistered. Well, then I guess the situation would be pretty cut and dry and we could go to work, don't you think? But as long as there are stupid, gullible, spineless cowards out there, that will, just the first carnival barker that comes up and says, I'm going to throw all the immigrants or all these illegal immigrants out of here, all these illegal aliens out of here. Oh, I'll vote for you. When you got to know better. How many times does somebody have to lie to you before you cop on it? They're liars. It blows me away. It truly does. Astounding is the word I'm looking for. And see, okay, as long as both political parties stoutly refuse to build the wall in the wall, like I said, why? What wall? What the wall's you say 40 million, Ann. I say 100 million more plus are already in this country. What good's this wall if you're not, if you have no intent of removing them from it? They've done destroyed your goddamn country. So let's build a wall for all these billions of dollars to keep who out? And then because there is 100 million of them in here, they can start voting, saying, our relatives, they get to come because you let us stay. And now you've given us the vote, so we're going to vote that they get to come here too. Don't you see? The body politic, you got a goddamn third of what's supposed to be our population replaced by people from other countries. It don't work that way. His whole spill, think about it, people, back when this whole sham was going down, his whole spill is we're going to throw them all out. Now, if you threw them all out and built a wall, again, that would make sense. And with he said, little tiny door, they can come back in legally through the law. I'm going to enforce the law. That's what the man said. Now he's breaking the law. He is the number one breaker of the law. They keep touting, kept his promise in ending DACA. No, he did not. What he did was give it a 6-month extension so that his cohorts in the Congress, in the House, and the Senate can get together, and we really legitimize. Now it's all right. The American people think it's okay now because the Congress did it. I mean, the reason that this upheaval happened was when Obama did it was because the people did not want it in any form. You're not going to, well, it's like telling you the president's there, we're going to do this. Well, you don't have the authority. And then the Congress comes out, well, we're going to take it from you. Oh, I guess I just, they get my country. I just better sit down. The Congress said it. Really? You think so? Every one of you is going to hang. That's what you got to think about. You got to think about them 13 steps because your trials are going to be short. You're prima facie guilty. This country knows you're guilty. The fact that I'm reading this article and Ann Coulter's telling you that the mass majority out there that nobody's talking about has said no, and you're telling them F you, we're going to take your country and give it to these third worlders. That is prima facie guilty. Your trials will be short. I'll listen to your defense as I read your own words of treason to the court. I'll listen to your defense. What are you going to say? I didn't know no better. You're going to say that I just didn't mean it. Oh, are you going to say that I'm too big to jail? Oh, not when it comes around to the people taking back over and you facing a common law jury, buddy. And you will march up those 13 steps, 12, 13, and there you're going to stand on the top of that trap door. And they slide that hemp rope, that big knot down around your neck. Go ahead.
How about a suit for my life? I'm just doing my job.
You?
And stop resisting.
No, oh, yeah. You know what? We'll chant that as they're falling through the door, Charlie. Sounds good, buddy. Anyway, we're at the bottom of the hour. Everybody stay right where you're at. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Turn.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific time. That, of course, was Kid Rock with Born Free. Man, I was. I aim to stay that way right up to the end. Anyway, we're going to finish this article because, like I said, the news is just, there's nothing there. I mean, Trump's over there sucking the ass of the Kuwaiti prince or a king or whatever it is that we went over there and invaded Kuwait to put back on the throne at the with our blood and our fortune. Just another act of duplicity. We know what happened after the Reagan amnesty. Yes, we do. We know politicians and the media are lying to us, and you are a part of that media, Ann Coulter. You know, she's out there. She is a part of Fox, and they bring her up all the time. And she, like I said, the obvious is there. They know we know the obvious, and it just, when they won't even speak the obvious, not even one of them from the shadows, it you know, it shows what they are. I mean, the main people, you know, the main reporters ought to be right out there. There should be no other story than throwing up the stuff of, you know, have Reagan up there. You know, this is one time thing, really, honest to God. And, you know, back then it should have been stopped. He had no authority to do it. All those people that were made legal then are not legal. That it was an act of fraud against the people. And we need to be compensated. We need to get this shit straightened out. But Ann Coulter, I'll tell you what, they think that this is giving them some kind of credibility. What it's doing is telling the world that, you know, they know the truth. They know it, and they come right up there and they tell the lies, right? Right after the truth is told, they come right up and say, oh, 100% of the people want these dreamers. They want to give them their houses. They just want to go out and kill themselves so they can have everything that, well, we used to have. For example, Chuck Schumer. Well, to Chuck Schumer, you can go right to your own broadcast there on Fox, lady. And look at some more liars, because they're all liars. And you're trying to twist the propaganda just enough to maintain some kind of credibility, which you do not have. No matter how innocent and lamb-like a dreamer they produce to tear at our heartstrings, it won't work anymore. Decades of their perfidy has made sympathy impossible. Yeah, the people have hardened to it, and you're right about that. You're right about that. The people, F them. Get them out, man. And that's what you'll hear from the average person on the streets, from the 75% that are heavily armed and have had enough of this BS. That's bullshit. It's as if night after night, Paul Ryan knocked on our door. And Paul Ryan, he's another one. He's representing the oligarchs, you know, the filthy international rich. This is a workforce for them. These are good slaves. I mean, they've learned to be docile. They've learned to suck the system for everything it's worth and be patted on the head for it and pull that voting lever for the people that are going to let more of them in. Paul Ryan, I mean, that dirty, rotten, treasonous piece of trash. Prima facie guilty. Up the steps with you, Paul. We're going to stretch you. And I know you. I mean, you try to put out, like, you give that face like you're some bold son of a bitch. I know who you are, Paul Ryan. You're going to stand there. In fact, you're going to shit before you go through the hole. I know you. Your legs are going to start trembling. And we're going to see a little puddle of shit come right down the pant leg. That's all right. We're going to have a water hose up there to hose her off for the next contestant. And you're going through that hole, buddy. You are going to be convicted of the crimes you are guilty of in every one of you. I mean, these corporate bastards, I know they think they can jump on their planes and disappear. You know, that's why they're pushing it as far as they are. But I got news for you. Once we take back that nuclear arsenal, it's just like these dreamers. You know, the dreamers and the invaders and the MS-13, these people who think they can take our country from us. This is the way it's going to go down. Once we take it back, they're going to be headed out of here. We have every right to drive them out that think they can come and take from us. And when we start to drive them out, oh, man, this is when they'll be, like I said, they'll be in places like New Zealand and Switzerland, and they'll be running their propaganda from there, and they're going to yell, ethnic cleansing. They're ethnically cleansing. Only, the fact that there's going to be black people, white people, brown people, all together pushing these invaders out of our country. They're going to yell, ethnic cleansing. But you know what? By then, we're going to have control of our nuclear arsenal. And we're going to say, and what you going to do about it? We will nuke your ass. People, if you really, if the earth is ever going to know any peace, somebody has to make a stand. And the thing is, it has to come to the point with these Zionist Jew international criminal bankers. You're going to have to say, you know what? I will push this goddamn button. If it means the destruction of this planet, you won't have it either. Neither one of us is going to have it. But you sure as hell are not going to make a slave out of me. We will hunt every one of you down. And see, they're just a handful and they know it. If the people of this planet unleash on them, there's nowhere for them to hide. They could show up in Switzerland. We say, Switzerland, hello, this is Switzerland. Yeah, this is Henry. I'm running the bombs today. I want Trump. I want Pelosi. I want Paul Ryan. They're all hiding over there, all these people who have committed treason against my people and stolen from my people. And I want them back here. You got 72 hours, and then I'm going to turn your country into a sheet of glass. You don't like it? Have your buddies Russia fire. We'll turn that into a sheet. We'll blow this whole goddamn planet up. Get them here now. And the first one that balks, push that goddamn button just that quick. And then the next one will say, that psycho son of a bitch is going to push it again. We better send him over there. But this is how far, how desperate do you get in a fight when it's for your life? And they've made this a fight literally for our lives. They've stated their intentions clearly on the Georgia Guidestones. They intend to kill us. If you intend to kill me and I intend to kill you, well, we're going to go at it. And I'm not going to pull any punches. I'm not going to pull any ICBMs. It's as if night after night, Paul Ryan knocked on our door and asked us to take in one helpless orphan. And night after night, we cracked open our door, only to be set upon by 30 armed felons with their tire chains and brass knuckles. And this is an angle of it. I really don't care if they are orphans. Uninvited is uninvited. I don't want you here. Go away. This is my country for my people, for my progeny. Get out. Go take your own country back. This whole planet, you wouldn't be there if the land wouldn't support you coming to life. What it is you'll accept tyranny in your own country and come up here where you think I'm going to work and feed you and take care of you and let you have everything that's mine because my people had the balls to stand up and make it ours. And we're going to stand up and we're going to make it ours again, but you ain't getting none of it. In fact, you're going to be punished for thinking you could come up here and take it from me. And you don't scare us one little tiny bit. You're Antifa and all this horse shit. You were slaves in your own country. You think some slave scares a free man? Because if you do, you're sorely mistaken. At a certain point, Ryan might actually produce a sad orphan. Who knows? It's theoretically possible, but we could not be faulted for not opening the door. Hello? This is one of them. This is one of the elite admitting that it has gone this far. Politicians and the press are themselves responsible for thoroughly killing any human sympathy. Yeah, she's on the right page. They try to pretend like we're not out here. Like they try to pretend that 75% of the people in this country don't exist. It's like they try to pretend that the 100 million people that they dispossessed in 2008, they just swept them under the carpet. We got a 4.2 unemployment rate, full employment. Everything's wonderful. We need more people in here actually to fill the jobs. They try to pretend, but they know it's a pretense, and Ann Coulter is the evidence thereof. This is the evidence that they know exactly what's going on, and they know how dangerous it's getting, killing any human sympathy. Americans may have had for illegal immigrants. No, even the Dreamers, who Ivanka adores, but would die before sending her kids to a school jam packed with them. The only question is, will anyone in Washington listen? Well, it don't matter if they're listening or not at this point in the ballgame. They'll be listening when the verdict is read. And they'll be listening to their own heartbeat for the last time when that rope cinches down around their neck. They'll be listening for the last time when they hear that handle go, and that door opens up and they go through it. Because I'm telling you people, I'm not BSing about this. I'm not making jokes. These people are criminals, and they need to be treated like criminals. They are the most vile of criminals, and they have bought themselves the death penalty. And the death penalty can be put upon them in perfect compliance with our law, because our law dictates the death penalty for these traitors. Better people than them have been put against the wall and put to the gallows for a lot less than what they have done. And they're still sitting there coming on the cameras and looking us right in the eye and doing more. U.S. research, speaking of which, U.S. rescues ISIS field commanders. This is sent in by Sophie Mingle. I think we did this one, didn't we, the other day? Foreign mercenaries, yes, we did. But again, you know, over there rescuing their ISIS comrades. You know, over there, you know, they're Taliban, or not that they're Taliban, but they're Al-Qaeda, you know, like they used in Libya. And the ISIS, they renamed, you know, they're mercenaries over there in Syria. They're over there, of course, you know, they get in some trouble. It's like when they, dropped the bombs last time, and when they shot the love missiles and what might have you. It's because, well, you're hurting our guys. You know, the ones John McCain had his arms around. You know, the people that when they're talking to us, they say terrorists. When they're talking to them, they're ally. And then next week, you know, they tell you that, we can't no longer list ISIS as a terrorist group because we're funding them, and that would make us breaking the law. So we're going to change that today for us. BLM, BLM to auction oil and gas leases next to Utah's Dinosaur National Monument and in San Rafael Swell from Salt Lake Tribune. And this will go to Chinese. This is where the Chinese are going to be buying up some more of our infrastructure. And under the trade agreements, where they will be bringing in Chinese equipment and Chinese labor to take our resources and manufacture them here with Chinese slave labor. And, well, I mean, just we can just keep being pushed back further and further. And we're looking, you know, pushing back. Geez, golly, where are we? Oh, they're pushing us over towards, is that a ditch? Is that a deep ditch over there? There's people laying in that ditch. They're dead. That's where they're pushing us, people. Federal land managers are moving forward with a proposed sale of controversial oil and gas leases in Utah's San Rafael Swell and on the doorstep of Dinosaur National Monument, the agency announced Friday. The move comes despite misgivings from Utah County and National Park Service officials who fear that energy development would distract from the dinosaurs' scenic allure. And I know everybody's going to be, I mean, all these good capitalists out there posing as patriots going to be, well, we should, yeah, if anybody wants to exploit the land, and you know, you won't even look at see who's getting the contracts, will you? Dong, bang. Governor Harry Herbert had asked the BLM to reevaluate three leases bordering the Utah half of Dinosaur. BLM agreed to defer two of the leases, but a third is to be sold along with 74 others at the BLM's quarterly auction. Now, these auctions, you think that's going to, you know, the thing is, if there's resources that are going to be exploited in this country and there's going to be auctions, I mean, it should be. Hey, you can only Americans can buy that. Only Americans can exploit the resources here in this country, but that is not how it is. These are internationalists. This is why they wanted that international trade. You know, we need this, people. We were doing fine. We were number one. But we know, no, we have to get out. We have to be a part of this world trade organizations and stuff so that some Chinaman can come in and buy up our goddamn resources. You get to work for him, though. You got to learn how to kowtow, but I mean, if you'll work for 75 cents an hour, hell, I mean, you got a job, buddy. In a decision released Friday, Kent Hoffman, the BLM's, and don't think that because, I mean, when you go to look at these leases, it'll be like American Shell or American petroleum products, but you don't stop there. Go look and see who owns American petroleum products. And then you start looking back at who the investors are and who owns it. Pretty soon it's ding, dong, and that's who owns it. This is how they've been doing it for years, selling your country right off and under you. If act of fraud, it's not real sales. They're all going to be kicked out. They're all going to be shot down and hung. But nonetheless, I mean, that's what, you know, I've done this a couple of times when they were talking about the pipelines and what might have you. I go, who owns that son of a gun? And I go, it'd be Star Spangled Oil Products. And, gee, my goodness, that's a good old American company. Well, no. And in cohorts with Ching Tong Dong in China. Every time, people, every time. Look in oil and see what I'm talking about. That's why when you're looking at these big exports, you know, number one exporter of petroleum product. No, crude, raw crude is what they want to export. But number one, we're number one exporter. And the company's exporting your crude and taking all this goddamn money for your natural resources. And bong, 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 that's right. The Chinese government, that's who. In a decision released Friday, Kent Hoffman, the BLM's deputy state director for minerals, wrote the agency had put adequate conditions on the leases to reduce potential impacts from oil and gas development and to protect nearby natural resources and public lands. Now, who would be more likely to protect an American heritage in our beautiful lands than an American? Oh, that's right. Dong, dong, dong. I mean, that's who we're going to get. You think he really cares about the Dinosaur National Park? Dong, or does he care about another shekel? The BLM posted its final environmental assessment for lease sales tied to its Vernal is what it says, and Price Field offices, spanning 94,000 acres in Utah, Dunchinets, whatever in the hell that, and Emery counties. A protest period is open through October 2nd. I love this, the protest period and public input. You can write it all down on a piece of paper, turn it into us. We'll dump it in the garbage, burn it, and then we'll go ahead and do what we're going to do because we really don't give a shit what you got to say, Goyim. Many of these leases cover places along the western reefs of the San Rafael Swell that were the focus of a leasing controversy in 2013. The BLM pulled them from consideration in response to concerns about rock art sites the agency had not surveyed. And see, they'll play this game too. I mean, they'll play it with the Indian tribes because you got these two factions fighting over what doesn't belong to either one of them. But the United Nations, you know, they're all in here with the Indian tribes. We're going to give you the whole country back and you can manage it for us. And you can be in cahoots with us. Well, the Native Americans that are foolish enough to step up to that, well, got a rope for you too. Traitor. And that is treason. And you are a traitor, and you will march up them 13 steps, and you will have, well, after we wash Paul Ryan's shit off the door, we're going to pull that door back up, and you can step on it, too, and we'll put a rope around your neck. None of you are taking it from us. Get it through your heads. We have whipped the world, and we will do it again. While conservationists were cheered by the two dinosaur deferrals, both parcels could come up again soon for consideration. Well, of course they will. You don't tell the BLM no, do you? That foreign corporation known as the BLM, you don't tell them no. Look at what happened to the Bundys. Think they could tell them no. Look what happened to Lavoie Finnegan. Actually, so I know my rights. Boom. You know your rights and you're dead. One parcel was held because the BLM has not been able to identify who owns the surface, which is under active irrigation. The emergency or the energy company that anonymously nominated the site had provided the agency with incorrect information, according to Gary Torres, the BLM manager who oversees the Green River District. For the second parcel, the BLM working with the National Park Service to identify ways it can be developed without impairing. No, do you know what? You don't get to do this. Because I own a part of this, because I'm an American national. For you to get to go tear up the land and to, you know, for profit. I mean, if we had everybody out of here, people, I mean, how much destruction will we have to be doing to our real estate here to take care of ourselves in a lavish manner? This is for international greed. And before I would see something beautiful torn all to pieces, there'd have to be a pretty good incentive. I mean, just besides greed, besides the worship of mammon, if my belly's full and, you know, I'm living a happy life and stuff, do you want to go tear that mountain all to pieces, Henry, so that some king over in England can have the copper, or queen over there in England can have the copper? No, I don't. And as it belongs to me, the answer is no. This is what they've completely dismissed our people from the equation. That's what I'm talking about here. It's just like the previous article. I mean, they know exactly what we feel about this. They're just playing a game. I mean, they're looking at this armed force. I mean, and they're poking at it, man. I mean, they're the kind of people that, you know, they were floating out here in a bubble in space. They're the kind of people that poke at the bubble just to see what was happening. Might knock a hole in it, man. I mean, it's like when they, you know, set off the first atomic bomb. They weren't sure that it wouldn't destroy the not only the planet, but the universe. They, you know, splitting in that. They didn't know. They did not know what the consequences of their actions would be, and they pushed the button anyway. This is what I'm talking about. This is how I know they're going to be destroyed. They will make sure they're destroyed. They'll keep taking chances. They'll keep pushing that button until they push the wrong button. And then it's all going to come crashing down around them. They're going to find themselves marching up them steps. They're going to smell in the wind the guy that was before them because he just shit all over the place, but they're going up them steps. Some of them might even shit on the steps. I never thought about that. Better get a water hose down there, too. be quite an ordeal watching your, you know, watching, you know, Paul Ryan down there watching Pelosi dangle down and shit herself. And then he's got to climb them stairs next, man. I mean, because you're going to be Rosa. I want him to watch, don't you? And to see him squirting up through there and see old Paul lose it on the steps, running down his legs, wash it up, get him up there, and he loses again on the trap door. That's all right, Paul. We're going to take care of you, buddy. Shaking knees. Oh, he can't even stand up. Oh, somebody put a pogo stick up his ass. We're going to hold him up straight. I want to see him fall. That's what's coming to you. And it's coming to you by right, by the law. By the letter of the law, you've earned it. Anyways, guys, we have made it up to the top of the hour, and we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, stay tuned for It's Time to Break Free with David Rock coming up right behind us, and that is the Word from the Trenches.